Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 7 years. He's the author of The Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and also The Coming Collapse of China. He's a very prolific writer. You see him all over the place. You see his handsome face on television all the time because the Pacific Rim and China and North Korea have been in the news big time over the last several years. And so we're so fortunate to have an expert in that region. Like our good friend Gordon. Gordon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Gordon, when did you – now, you've got your finger on the pulse of China, like no one else I know. When did you first realize that there was something that was going on in terms of a disease, whether you knew what the name of it was or not? I don't – you know, you can tell us if you did or not. But something was going on that made you go, when would that have been?
I think it was January 4th. And because I asked myself that same question about a week ago, and I started tweeting about this on that day, on the 4th. So also, there was some hint of it in December, but no one really knew enough to really talk about it. So
right.
First week of January.
First, and how did you find it? Was it? Were you connected to Dr. Lee Wen Lang, who was trying to let people know? How did you find out?
That I don't quite remember.
It was just through osmosis. You were getting little pieces of information here and there, and
it probably, I think this first started showing up in the U.S. on Twitter, though I'm not exactly positive about that. But that is, you know, that's where people actually just talk about rumors. So that's normally where I think most people find out about things first.
Mm-hmm. And so how long did it take you to realize that, you know, this could get out of hand and China is likely to mishandle it and cause it to really get out of hand? When did you start thinking like that?
January 4th.
So the day you discovered that there might be a problem, you knew that it was going to get bad because China would mess it up.
Right. I didn't think it would be this bad. But what I was noticing was that Beijing was underplaying this. And now we know that certainly to be the case because mm-hmm. The first case was diagnosed December 8th. The first official announcement was December 31, but it was not. It was a small announcement. Up until about January 20th, when Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, first started to talk about it in public, that was when they began to impose draconian controls.
Mm-hmm.
So this disease actually spread fast through December and 3 weeks in January. And really that meant that by the time that Beijing started to actually take effective measures, it had spread beyond control of the Chinese authorities.
But, you know, and I'm the last person in the world that would defend Xi Jinping and his cronies. But you can kind of understand if you don't know what it is and you don't know how bad it's going to get, you don't really want to cause a panic either, right? I mean, there's some delay in this is understandable, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, of course. For instance, on December 8th, the first person started to show symptoms, we know, December 1st. So obviously no one is going to talk about it.
Right.
And even no one's really going to talk very much about it on the 8th when the first case is diagnosed. But when you know, China runs the most effective surveillance state in the world, and
right.
It could see that people were dropping dead on the streets in Wuhan.
Serious?
That was occurring.
So
Beijing wasn't doing anything about it.
Wow, I didn't realize it. So what are the symptoms? How does coronavirus differentiate from the flu or from a cold or whatever? What are the symptoms?
Well, first of all, coronavirus also causes the common cold. Mm-hmm. And what this is called is novel coronavirus at first, and now the designation by the World Health Organization is COVID-19. It is like influenza. The symptoms are pretty much the same. This is a much more virulent form, so it is much more. And the one thing about this is that it differentiates itself from other coronaviruses. Is this is highly transmissible. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about a disease that is transmissible, you're talking about one.
Is it respiratory? You die from respiratory failure? Is that what kills you?
Yes.
Okay.
Like an
attack of pneumonia, so to speak. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this with Gordon Chang. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.